two aspects. Your high concept and your trouble.
Okay. Oh yeah, I need to hold on. I need to start a new character sheet for Chris Yao. For Chris Yao, Generation 6.
I think I have my concept. The high concept.
What is it?
Vault dweller raised by robots.
Fair enough. Doesn't have to be that. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I mean, in that vein, like, because I've already made the character concept for this character, like, I guess I already have mine as well.
Yeah, same. Just trying to figure out, at this point, just trying to figure out a way of, like, succinctly describing it.
So what were the two aspects?
The high concept and your trouble. Basically a complication in your life that causes issues for you.
What are some good examples of troubles? Like, should we look?
Looking at the book now, basically it's broken up into two types, personal struggles or problematic relationships. Personal struggles are about your darker side or impulses that are hard to control. The examples they give are anger management issues, sucker for a pretty face, or the bottle calls to me. Problematic relationships are about people or organizations that make your life hard. Examples, family man, debt to the mob, or the scar triad wants me dead.
I forgot, I can just take my reputation thing from there and make that my aspect.
Yeah.
So I'll just do high concept, handyman RN.
Troubles also shouldn't be directly related to your high concept. If you have lead detective saying your trouble is the criminal underworld hates me is a boring trouble.
Gotcha.
Of course, you can turn it up a notch and make it personal, like Don Giovanni personally hates me.
What about high concept, wandering gunslinger, trouble, bleeding heart?
Sounds good.
Trouble what?
Bleeding heart.
Bleeding heart.
Okay.
Not literally.
For some reason, I thought For some reason, I thought you said leading cart. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Let's see here. So, I'm just gonna say right now that shoot's plus four.
Okay.
Shoot is plus four. It has to be plus four.
I'm trying to think of...
None of you play a Turbo Addict. Turbo scares me.
Oh
yeah, that's also an... Are you going to do the drugs in this, and what are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
You should probably figure that out if you're gonna use them.
Also, sorry, I should post this here. I copied a skill list down for everybody. Myself and everyone else.
Are the common skills
so I
the
probably
same?
Should have... These are all the skills in the game. I just started on my pyramid. Those of you who played Fate, or specifically those of you who played Spirit of the Century, when you're doing skills, I just said this so you can just kind of work on things while other people are figuring out aspects too. Whenever you're doing skills, it's one great skill plus four, two good, three fair, four average. So 1 plus 4, 2 plus 3, 3 plus
2, 4
plus 1.
I don't understand anything of the things you said.
Okay, so you're going to have...
Yeah. Let me just copy and paste it for you.
So, like, look at his skill thing he just posted.
Okay, so you can only... So instead of having skill points, you can only have that many kinds of those skills.
You, right. In a way, in character advancement in Fate Core, you kind of, in a way, get skill points, but... The experience you get in Fate Core is refresh points.
Right. Yeah.
You can then burn refresh to say get a skill point. Or you can basically burn refresh points to do a bunch of things character advancement wise. Or you can just not burn your refresh and have more fate points when you sleep.
Yeah.
So it's basically a toss up of that, and I love Fate Core.
Yeah,
and it occurs to me that having a healing skill is sort of unnecessary in Fate. I mean, there's not even one in the skill list.
It's under lore, actually.
Oh, okay. Lore's just like academia.
Yeah, basically.
Go to lore.
Let me check something.
You can use lore to overcome any obstacle that requires applying your character's knowledge to a goal.
I believe somewhere I have a modified skill list specifically for this game.
It creates a lot of opportunities to make advantages.
I'm trying to think of what I could use as my trouble, my character's trouble.
Well, I guess lore would make sense if he was part of the followers of the apocalypse.
I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase Robo Knight.
I mean,
why would you need to phrase it any other way?
Yeah.
Because it needs to be awesome.
That's already awesome.
Yeah, but it could be cooler. Like, shit.
Medieval times, dinner and botnet.
Okay, so here is the list I'm looking at right now. I'm willing to modify it if things seem strange, but this is what I'm looking at. Actually, let me redo that so it's all in. It's not all on a separate line.
Okay, so you're gonna take the Fallout skill list and apply it to Fate.
Yep.
Give or take.
So okay. this is the potential skill list.
Yep.
Sweet.
So let me go ahead and erase what I had then.
Would computer use fall under science then?
Yes. It's like science in the Fallout games.
And then science is also going to be like our general lore skill?
Yes. Unless it's some other type of lore like survival.
Gotcha.
In which case you use survival.
Right.
And science will let you use medicine if you have a stunt for it.
Okay.
So are there two different shoot skills for any weapons and guns?
Looks like
yes.
It.
Yes.
All right.
Or so that could just be, well, okay.
If you
melee and unarmed are different fight skills?
Yes.
Okay.
There's not going to be a very tangible difference between them. It's just what you use.
Okay.
So there's science and there's medicine with stunt? Like, medicine is a stunt then?
Yeah, so you can use science at a penalty to do medicine, but if you have a stunt, you can do your full science.
Okay.
Is how I'm figuring it.
Alright, sounds good.
Since medicine is a more rare thing.
What would you call a... What would you make a... Doesn't... So there does not appear to be a repair skill either.
Repair is under crafts.
Crafts, I'm noticing.
Okay, I see it. Okay.
So, sorry, let me put a bit more of a legible copy here.
So would you...
And just to be sure, difference between investigate and notice?
Notice is sort of your passive alertness. Investigate is looking for details.
Okay. So similar to wild talents being...
Perception
versus... Perception is scrutiny.
Yeah, and alertness and investigation in Spirit of the Century.
Okay.
Or in D&D, search and notice.
Search and spot.
Yeah, the one is a quick
spot?
one is one
right.
That lets you taking a long time.
It's perception in the
fucking D&D. Perception. Yes.
Are there ones that improve your stress track, and which ones are those?
Physique improves your physical stress, will improves your mental stress.
Gotcha. Okay. Does physique also add physical force?
Yeah, physique is your might skill, basically.
Gotcha.
Are you also going to include I'm just curious, because Fate Core only has the two stress boxes. Strange Fate has reputation. I was curious if you wanted to include reputation or not.
Out in the wasteland, reputation only goes so far in terms of directly hurting your character, so I'm going to keep it to the two stress tracks. Oh,
okay.
And
I was just curious.
I replace resources with barter.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, for shoot energy weapons, guns, does that mean that we won't be encountering any, like, primitive weapons, or we'll just always have enough ammo or something?
As far as I'm concerned, unless it's a special situation, you'll always have enough ammo.
Okay.
Like, unless I want to dump you into a horror scenario and take all your guns away.
So, James, it says crafts, in notes, repair, explosive the stunt. Is crafts just used for repair?
Yeah. So you can repair with crafts at no penalty. Explosives is like medicine.
Okay.
So how do you do
skill
stunts?
And the same thing goes for lockpick. Burglary is lockpicking, basically.
Yep. Lockpick is contained within burglary.
Okay.
What's up, Matt?
So what is a skill stunt? Like, is that how do you do these things?
So you'll get a certain amount of stunts, and generally speaking, they all fall within the purview of one of the skills you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be your best skill or even a skill you have at all. Oh, sorry. I just noticed Josh's comment. Your damage on melee will specifically be determined by your fight melee skill.
Explain provoke to me.
Provoke is basically, it's menace, it's intimidate, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
I'll read their description of it.
I'm gonna have zero skills for noticing shit.
Provoke is a skill about getting someone's dander up. Provoke is a skill about eliciting negative emotional response. Fear, anger, shame. It's the being a jerk skill.
So I'm guessing on the other side of things, rapport is the charm skill.
Yes, eliciting positive emotions.
I will probably have rapport.
I was hoping you would.
And give valiant speeches.
Because I want our charismatic face to be the robot.
Josh and I can dual face this.
My character. Oh yeah, because you'll have good rapport as well.
Yeah, she's a negotiator.
Wave at them, Lanso.
And so I'm assuming contacts is what it sounds like.
Contacts is just who you know.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And the ability to get in touch with them and get what you want out of them.
Yeah. It kind of covers both having them and also the potential for creating more.
Yeah.
Like you can roll contact and find somebody who knows stuff as well, in addition to already knowing people.
Yes.
Like usually you have stuff that let you know already know people.
Oh, and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out what taking a drug would do.
Okay.
A drug would essentially be, unless it's like a stim pack or something, it'd essentially be putting an aspect on yourself.
Now I'm gonna be doing that a lot.
So you would get like the hopped up on jet aspect, and you can use it to you can tag it with your fate points to do certain things. But if it's appropriate, your opponents can tag it to take advantage of your weaknesses during that time.
Right.
James, I want to direct you to my high concept and trouble.
Want to be robot? That is a bit long of a trouble aspect name. A pension for massive drug abuse avoids a kind of horrific existential angst.
Maybe tweak that so it could become, brain
constant drug abuse. Maybe.
Well, no, I was thinking. Yes, exactly. Like
they're going
so
to tag your constant drug abuse.
App from Dashaya doesn't work so much.
App from Dashaya.
That was my favorite frog rock band.
Here, how about this? I'll put the from or to avoid succumbing in parentheses. So the actual name is a pension for constant drug abuse, and then.
So how is?
Or I'll just say the full thing every time.
This a good.
Everyone has shit to do with robots. It's wonderful. I love it. You're so robot-y.
Well, given the change, originally my concept was raised by holograms.
Robots is more hilarious.
It fits more with the setting. No, the original idea is that she was raised by holograms, that she wasn't aware were holograms until the power went out in her vault. And then she discovered
all your life at Freddy's.
I will say that it's up to you. Animatronic robots or holograms make sense in this scenario.
Alright, maybe I'll do holograms. Because I like it makes more sense with the idea that she had no idea there was anything wrong until...
I'm proud of you, son. Proud of you, son.
Yeah, but if you took terrifying if you took terrifying animatronic robots, you could take contact terrifying animatronic robots.
Except they'd all be broken.
Well, they're just out of power. We can get them more power.
Yeah, you have a guy coming in that knows how to repair things.
That's an entire. You just wrote an entire scenario for James. This fucking applying power to the goddamn terrifying animatronic robots to get your parents back.
Sam,
I think I figured it out.
I don't know how you get more fallout than that.
Sure, I'll keep it with raised by robots.
Guys?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have a question. Because I think my high concept could be this, or I could make it so my high concept is something else, and this could be my trouble. How about Knight Error Ant?
Yes! I like it.
Yes.
Your trouble.
Should that be my high concept or my trouble? My high concept just be something else about being... Because, like, they're both... Then they both be about being a knight robot specifically.
Well, just make the high concept knight errant.
Yeah.
And the trouble is knight errant.
I like it. Do it.
By the way, me
too. What do your health and composure boxes start at?
Three. Two, I believe.
Okay.
Is it two?
Okay. Let me double check for you.
Let's see. And if it was two or...
Should be at the very end of the character creation.
Let's see. What else? So I'm assuming that physique is basically the endurance or whatever determines health. James?
What's up?
I'm assuming physique is basically the endurance equivalent determines health, and will is...
Yep, physique.
Physique and will are endurance and resolve.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And yes, you start with two in each stress track, and the... And the cutoffs for more boxes are 1 at plus 1, 2 at plus 3, 3 at plus 5. No. Sorry. 1 at plus 1, 2 at plus 3, extra consequence at plus 5.
Okay.
So you get up to 4 boxes?
Yes.
And how many consequences can you take normally?
Three. One minor, one moderate, and one severe.
Gotcha.
The plus five in the stat adds a mild box.
The thing I liked about the holograms is because the conceit of the holograms is that's why she's really good at, like, science and repairing things and the like, is because she had to do all the actual physical work since nobody else could interact.
She's probably still had to do most of the actual physical work since the other things were amusement park mascots that know how to, like, give people cotton candy and hugs.
Yeah, and they're robots. They were programmed not to help her. They're meant to raise her, not do everything for her.
This is true, yeah.
Oh, whoops, I put too many things at plus two.
I like the idea of you reach a certain age, if they're still alive or whatever, and they're like, honey, there's something we have to tell you. And they rip off their faces and their robots underneath.
Oh, I can do that too.
So, what are drive and empathy then?
Empathy is your ability to sort of understand other people. Drive is your ability to drive a car.
Oh. Can drive also be used to drive a robot horse?
Sure.
I really thought you were going to take drive self.
I love making that noise.
I'm coming up with way too many troubles and not enough high concepts. Like, I think I'm sticking with Knight Errorant for my trouble.
Sure. No, Knight Errorant is a better high concept, and robo-tilting at cyber windmills is a perfect trouble. That's right there. That's it.
All right,
describe your character.
That's perfect. Today.
Also, you said there is a minor consequence?
Or mild, moderate, and severe, I think the terms are.
Mild consequence, moderate consequence, and severe.
The mild consequence is minus two, moderate minus four, severe minus six.
Also, Zach, I changed Raised by Robots to 25 years at Freddy's.
It's more like 17 years, but yeah.
You said minus four, like that's when you hit that. That's how you take less damage, right?
Yes. You can reduce that much stress by taking that level of consequence.
Right, right.
Taking a plus five in a stat gets you an additional minus two.
Right.
Let's go with... So I take it, Matt, that you're putting repair or crafts as your top if you're going to kind of...
I could do that. I can do that. I originally had science as my top because my character was a doctor first and a handyman second, but I could make handyman my primary thing.
Oh, okay. No, go for it. I can do it the other way around then. I thought you were doing, I'll make crafts mine then.
You gotta fix the, bizarre metal wounds your parents have.
Well, in this case, it would be less that she thinks they're human and more that she just assumes this is normal.
I'm sorry, I'm a robot. I've known for 20 years.
Oh, God. Rather than...
She's like, wait, I'm not?
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Rather than raised by robots, should I have my trouble be thinks she's a robot?
Well, I don't think that she found out and that's why she left to find herself. Because she, like, is like, oh, I guess I have natural glowing, or growing, subroutines or whatever. And then eventually they admit to being robots, you're like, yeah, wait.
Yeah.
I'm not?
High-tech coagulating oil.
Alright, and what aspects, which aspects come after high concept and your trouble?
So that's when we get to the next step, and I'll get there once everyone's got their high concept and trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone good?
I need to use the bathroom quick, so.
Oh, sure. I'll be right back. I gotta get a drink.
Cyber windmills. Alright, I'm gonna grab a drink too real quick. I'll be right back.
I'm reading about Jim Jones, and apparently he was like a massive advocate for desegregation, and like was a weirdly progressive guy, like for how he ended up.
Actually, here's a quick question for you guys. Should I tack Valorous or Heroic onto the being of Knight Errorant?
Valorous makes more sense.
Okay. Okay. Yay. And then, Should I have melee be my plus four, or should I have physique be my plus four? Physique, because then I have more hit points.
Physique at plus four, melee at plus three.
Yeah.
Also, actually having a having physique at plus three is maxes your hit points.
Oh, I thought it was two. And
well,
three
no, it's maxes your hit points, but then you get one more. Three. You get one more consequence at plus four.
Yeah. Oh no, you can give another consequence at plus five. Actually, at plus three, it's you get an extra.
And back.
Wait, plus five.
Yeah, you can go up to plus five. You just can't start at plus five.
Okay.
And it takes time to go up to plus five because you actually have to.
You have to go and get swole.
Yeah. So like, you can't have more. You can't. You cannot have more plus twos than plus ones. So like, in order to actually get something to plus five, you have to actually take one of your plus zeros, make it a plus one, and then just kind of go up the ladder.
Yeah.
Also, what is the physical defense skill in this game?
It depends. It can be athletics, it can be, I believe it could be fight. I might be wrong.
Well, I assume you can do it in melee, like, use fight.
The physical defense skill, you mean?
Yeah.
That's athletics, that's how you dodge.
Okay.
That is how you dodge or block.
Can you parry with melee?
I mean, let's look. I'm gonna look at the... Let me look at this
okay, so
thing here.
Use athletics to defend against anything, or fight to defend against fight.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So you could use unarmed to defend against melee, or vice versa, but not against shoot.
Right, yeah. Because that was the thing, because I was going to have this character be... Well, one of his higher things is sneak, because the best way to deal with a combat situation is to never get in it.
That's how I play Fallout. I just downloaded a whole bunch of mods, and the game is killing me, but it's a lot of fun.
Alrighty, I'm back.
That's, yeah. It's, have you played Project Nevada?
No, I'm playing Fallout 3 right now.
I downloaded the Project Nevada mod, but don't have time to devote to a 40-hour game.
Yeah, if you ever, James, if you start on New Vegas again, pick up Project Nevada. It's amazing.
Yeah, Fallout Wanderers Edition seems to be the rough equivalent for 3.
Mm. Yeah. That basically turns it into a third-person shooter, rather than...
Well, more it just adds a bunch of functionality and a difficulty bump. It's just the most overarching general upgrade.
Right. Yeah, Project Nevada turns it into a third-person shooter with RPG elements, rather than vice versa.
I like first-person shooting. I like sniping.
Well, you can do first-person, too. Like, it's... Oh, basically, okay. It adds more functionality to being good at shooters. But also still includes a lot of benefit to the RPG aspects.
Yeah, well, because it is still a role-playing game. They just removed VATS and made the shooting a lot more competent.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I think I'd like, because I remember one of the reasons I ended up installing a mod, and the first mod I ever installed in that game was the headshot mod, because I remember... Mm-hmm. Because I was playing on hardcore mode, I didn't have armor-piercing bullets, and I was constantly getting harassed by the Legionnaire hit squads. And I remember there was one fight I did where I had an assault rifle, and one of the guys was standing there and not doing anything because his AI was derping out. So I pulled out my assault rifle, emptied an entire clip into his face, and did like 1/6 his life. And I'm like, fuck this, headshots.
One of the best things I found so far in Wanderer's Edition is a sniper rifle that uses assault rifle bullets.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, does that also remove bullet curve? Curiosity, because I know Project Nevada removes bullet curve.
I don't know.
Was there actually bullet drop in that game?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know.
Okay, not drop. Not bullet drop, but bullet curve. Specifically, if you pointed your gun in the vicinity of a target...
Oh, it had kind of an auto-lock-on thing.
It had kind of an auto-lock-on without, like, without actually having auto-lock-on. It's just kind of the bullets just sort of curve towards them.
You know what I want to see? A Fallout game using the Sniper Elite engine.
Wow.
Slash game system. Be super deadly, but kind of fun. Think about it. Also, imagine throwing weapons where it does the 3D, like... X-ray thing when you like stick a knife in someone. I guess what I really want is what the hell is that game? That fucking really fucked up game about being a mercenary. What's another name for mercenary?
Is it you're talking about,
Soldier of Fortune.
Okay.
Soldier of Fortune plus Sniper Elite plus Fallout. Smash those all together.
Fine with that.
I remember one time my buddy was playing Soldier of Fortune. Cause that's the game where it's like literally, like you can blow off limbs and stuff like that.
Yeah, it had
like
the ghoul engine.
And like
engine,
thrash around until they bleed out.
Yeah, I remember that got that game banned in Australia.
My friend managed to throw a knife perfectly so that the blade, when he threw it, was, I guess, completely vertical and hit a guy in the shoulder just in the right spot where apparently the width of the blade was enough to sever enough of the arm to make the game decide that it needed to come off. So he severed someone's arm with a throwing knife.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Let's see. What should I have as my last? Cat, really, stop being a dork. What should I have as my last skill? Because on principle, my character it has no social ability.
All right, hold on. Before we get too deep into this, does anybody have social ability?
I have deceive at +4. I have rapport at +2. Provoke at +2. And contact at +1.
Yeah, I have rapport at +2.
Okay.
I have,
provoke at +1.
Let me, let me look at my character sheet real quick. Cause the character I play is,
a negotiator, so she's gonna have high rapport and empathy, I think.
Yeah, I have rapport at +3. I have will at +3, because that's important in negotiations. Rapport +3, +2 contact, +2 deceive, and yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The only thing I have is +2 contact.
Yeah, basically, just general high concept is negotiator, wayward negotiator that is fully equipped and willing to begin shooting and be really, really awesome at shooting once negotiation fails, but always tries to negotiation first.
So as far as a trouble goes, because the thing I'm looking at on this guy is the way I wrote him, excepting for some parts, if I made his trouble like Lone Wolf, would that be like a lame one?
Say again?
If I made his trouble like Lone Wolf or doesn't play well with others or something like that, I'm not here to make friends. not quite that bad, but he prefers to work alone instead of with other people.
And I'm sure you can play it compellingly, and yeah, that's a fine trouble to have.
Okay.
Could be.
I'm just thinking about, think about something like that, just like...
The trouble I've seen, nobody knows, but Robo Jesus.
Wow. That's...
Alright, so I got my high concept, my trouble, and most of my, pretty much all my skills at this point.
Where does this take place? What state?
Florida.
Yeah. Because we're basically settling Disney World.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Disney World, not Disneyland.
Hey, Jesus was dismantled for your sins. Actually, there you go. There you go, Josh. You can have... Maybe what's really important to you was like a maintenance guy named Jesus.
No.
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 Let's try to have less sacrilege in this game.
Only a little bit less.
Right, I'm ready for the next part.
I think the only person that's in this game that's even remotely identifies with Christianity is me, and I don't get them.
I like that aspects come before name.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I guess oftentimes name is like it's either the first thing or the last thing I do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't have any ideas and I get all my ideas from the name.
Yes. I switched around to the way that I actually like better and makes more sense. Because I remember in the previous game we had a different character that was a super mechanic. So I chose to focus on science. It'll be the other way around this game.
Yeah.
Right, so has everyone got their high concept and trouble?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on phase 1 right now.
Yep, phase 1, write your first adventure. Your first book, episode, case, movie, whatever, starring you.
some of the setting would probably help at this point, then.
Well, I mean, we could have explored the waste before we got to Disney World.
Yeah.
True.
James, do you want me to be from, like, actual, basically right underneath Disney World, or should I be from a little ways, like, a little ways away?
You can be from basically anywhere you want.
Remember, for copyright reasons, none of us are going to Disney World, we're going to Disney World.
Right. No, I just meant because, like, if your idea of the first adventure is us exploring the place and actually deciding it's a good place to settle, then I can choose not to be from there directly, since that may, you know.
It might be helpful for you to be from somewhere nearby.
Yeah, I'll say there's, like, a nearby vault that just, like, maybe borrowed a bunch of the robots or something from
the... No, it was a vault, and then the amusement park rented the space out to hold all the extra animatronics.
So, so James,
yeah?
Do you remember the backstory I had for this character? Because I do too, but I was just wondering, like, do you remember what it was?
I don't really.
That she more or less accidentally sold her, like, sold out her town to the Legion.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh yeah, so how much Fallout lore are you using in this?
Well, there is actually very little about the area in Fallout lore. This is about what you know.
Welcome to Brisbyland. I'm your host, Mort Brisby.
Oh, I see.
All right. Should Lance's first adventure be having to fight through all of the other knight robots who've also went a little loopy, and because they usually held a tournament?
That sounds good.
That he had to have a tournament with all of them?
Do it.
Okay.
James, the reason I ask that is,
All right.
Yeah. The reason I ask that is because, like, should I have that be the first adventure, or should I have something else? Because I think someone has to cameo in your adventure.
Well, no, there's there,
when
you
she
have,
was
you have,
a younger girl.
You no, because this the next phase is explain how you've crossed paths with the other characters.
So yeah, you don't have to immediately. In this one, it's not like Spirit of the Century where explicitly they cameoed as other heroes in your or other personalities in your.
Yeah, you can do it that way if you want, but I'm not going to hold you to, like, they have to cross your paths in that particular adventure.
Okay. In that case, that's what I was asking, because, like, there wouldn't have been a way.
Right.
It was in Arizona, and she was younger.
Man, I feel kind of bad about killing Arkansas at the beginning of every game of Fallout 3 I've ever played, because his story is actually pretty cool.
Who? What?
The sniper in Minefield.
Yeah.
His story is that he was a member of a group of war veterans who took up residents in that town, and they got taken over by slavers, and most of his friends got carted off. So he trapped the town and set out false rumors that the town had been repopulated, and when the slavers came back, he killed a huge number of them.
Is that the unknown sniper that you encounter who, like, shoots cars to make them explode and
yes.
stuff?
Yep. He set up all the mines, he set up all the traps, and that's why, he's part of the VIP Mesmatron quest in Paradise Falls. Oh, and if you didn't read it already, you will make an aspect about this adventure.
But, yeah.
Okay. So there's not a whole lot written on the followers of the apocalypse. I mean, there is a bit written, but there's not. I was thinking that since the followers are mostly on the West Coast and we are very explicitly on the East Coast.
Yep.
In whatever time this is, there've been different, I guess, like, factions that have split off, and they've become sort of nomadic, sort of generic, you know, helper
yeah, sure.
types.
The followers can't be somewhere else, at least in small cells.
And I was thinking, yeah, and so I was thinking it, like, maybe the whatever faction that Chris was from, like, they have some kind of like some kind of rite of passage or something like that, that in order to prove your worth, you have to do like a solo salvage mission.
Yeah, sure.
Bring back something to improve the train, or I don't know what I'd call the, what do you call a nomadic gathering. It's just like a
caravan?
Yeah. Which, now that I say it, sounds a lot like the whatever Tali is from Mass Effect, but that's not what I thought about when I was making it.
Isn't that the flotilla?
Yeah. I can't remember what their race is called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I find it funny. I've seen a couple of cutscenes from the Quarians. I've seen a couple of cutscenes from one of the later Mass Effect games, and like I give them the Quarians, like they have their pressure suits when they're in other places, but I like that on their own ship, which they've designed to be specifically for them to live on, they still wear their special pressure suits. But then also everybody else.
Well, when you see them, those are ones that have been. But when you see them on their ships, aren't they on ships that have been, like, slightly taken over by Geth, and also when you're meeting with them?
Well, no, because you go on the flotilla.
The migrant fleet.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're like, hey, visitors are coming. Everyone suit up.
I mean, from.
Maybe
I mean,
don't
want
to show
from,
you what they look like out of suits.
I mean, yeah, from.
It's
from
too
from
much
a
data. From we a only de- have DVDs.
Yeah, from a development perspective, I can understand it because they wanted to make a simple silhouette for the Quarians, and they probably never wanted to show Tali's full face and whatever.
And they also, like, you have.
They wanted to make the Quarians look
like
kind
you,
of like robots,
see...
but they're not robots.
That's why you'll, like, rarely ever see, like, female Salarians or whatever.
I can't believe that the Quarians attacked Geth Dyson Sphere.
Dyson Spheres are of critical military importance.
I also like that a Dyson Sphere is just a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah, and it's actually used somewhere in the show.
Number 9 Dyson Sphere.
I think you found a screenshot of where it's used in the show, and like it summons a giant sun that then is encapsulated by a huge fucking sun bigger than sun sphere.
Let's see, what's this card do? Ugh. Okay. Summon by sacrificing 2 level 9 monsters. Once per battle step during your opponent's turn, if this card with XYZ material is attacked, negate the attack. This is a quick effect. When this card is targeted for an attack while it has no XYZ materials, you can target 2 monsters in your graveyard. Attach those targets to this card as XYZ materials. During your main phase 1, you can detach 1 XYZ material from this card. This card can attack your opponent directly this turn. Your opponent must control a monster with higher attack than this card for you to activate and resolve this effect.
Holy shit, Yu-Gi-Oh is fucking stupid.
You're just figuring this out now?
I've never played the game itself. Ugh.
Yeah.
Blech.
What I like is that the show didn't know what the rules to the card game were, and so the first, like, season and a half of it, they just do whatever. And then at some point you can find out that they codified the rules, because suddenly they start having the thing where it's like, they start playing the thing where it's like, alright, you have to sacrifice monsters to play a new card.
I mean, how fleshed out do you want it? Like, do you want me to write a story? Because it'll be bad if I do, because I'm a garbage writer.
I mean, honestly, like, that is a fine amount. Like, it should fit on an index card, according to the book.
I'll do it, if you want.
Like, if that sounds fun to you, then do it. But I don't...
Nothing sounds fun to me, James.
Then don't throw it.
I stumble through existence, waiting for death.
Sometimes there's pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Also, I'm waiting for Old Spice to make fucking pumpkin spice deodorant.
Oh god, I'd wear it.
I found out today there's pumpkin spice Kahlua, and I'm half convinced that we have fallen into a pumpkin spice Carcosa, awaiting a visit from the King in Orange.
the King in Cinnamon.
I am the pumpkin spice.
Alright, I've got to look up this Dyson Sphere.
He drinks no latte? No latte?
God damn it.
Did James mention the other people that were going to be around Florida?
I did not.
Okay, that would probably help. So the Brotherhood of Steel have a fairly cloistered compound at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Midwestern Brotherhood of Steel, apparently.
The ones from Fallout. Oh yeah, that makes sense because Florida was supposed to be in Fallout Tactics 2, and Fallout Tactics 1 was set in Chicago. And also, Fallout Tactics subtitle was Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah, you say the remnants of the Cuban Free Army are in Miami. Do we have a name for the other guys?
I don't think we ever named them.
Was they in the swamps as a faction of ghouls and super mutants with mutated animals?
I like that they have sidebars for what to do if you have fewer than three players and fewer than two players.
I like that they,
in this section.
That is interesting. They don't just say if you have one player, if you have two players.
Well, they have a sidebar that says fewer than three players, and at the bottom it says if you only have one player.
Okay, I thought you said fewer than two players, like if you have one and a half players.
Yeah, if you only have one player, skip both crossing steps and leave the aspects blank to be filled in during play.
Oh my god, the store that Josh came up with is awesome.
Did you see, Josh, are you going to use that name? I think that's a cool content, good name for that aspect.
That one's good, but I don't know if it works so much for that particular one. I do like the idea of using literary quotes. But I think that one would make sense for whatever happens next.
Okay, alright, fine.
Because that's when he actually does turn knight errant, is once he's escaped the castle. Mm-hmm. So, like, but the main part of the story isn't him escaping.
Okay, so I got.
I'm gonna be thinking too much about it.
I have my first adventure up now. Just wrote that up.
Maybe
wrote it in her
it
voice.
Could just be something simple. Because why not? Yeah, I'll give me a second. And I'll keep it. But I was thinking something like something straightforward, simple, like "I seek the Black King" or something.
Yeah,
that might work, but that's not a quote.
Or
it's not a quote
Black
or a pun
King.
Though. And the king won. I saw it. No.
I know, yeah, and I get it. It's funny.
No.
Let's see. What else have we done to the books?
Benny Arcade just put in their opinion on Gotham.
Yeah, I read that. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Well, is Gotham any good?
No.
Aww.
It's really not.
I'm really disappointed in that then. I was hoping it was gonna be awesome.
It's super campy and really bad and yeah.
I can't.
This is a set. This is Penny Arcade's smackdown on it, and it's completely correct.
Alright. I'll check it here once we're done with character stuff.
I mean, it's just a comic.
Okay.
Yeah, they also did a write-up that was pretty good, but the comic is basically good enough.
God damn it.
Here, I'll post a text to you, Josh, but I think I found one that fits.
Oh, I see. I have an idea that I might be able to make work.
Okay, well,
and I think Sam might like it.
Alright, let me tell you mine real quick, and then...
But real quick, I just have a question to ask. Okay, go for it. So here's a question for you. Because I do kind of like Sam's, but how many aspects are there after your first two?
You have three total. Because you have one from your own story and two from two other ones with other characters. Right?
Ah, dang. Okay. But you will earn more later, yes?
I think so.
Yeah, that's usually part of the advancement, is you get them from the adventures you continue to go on.
Yep, you'll get,
much like, I assume.
So I was thinking about naming the first one The Burial of the Dead.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And then I have sort of the next four as well.
James, I'm pasting mine in. Okay. I do know what's up.
Alright. Like so, I'll leave the details to be filled in by the people who cameo.
So are you going to have a cameo in the first adventure?
No, in the second two, you have.
Yeah, there's other adventures after that.
Yeah.
The first one is just you.
Okay. Well, we can do it. Apparently, we can do it either way, yeah. But I'm fine with either. They can either be people she met on her initial run or people she had met after leaving for a longer period of time to go on a journey to figure out who the hell she even is.
Yeah, if you want to have other people cross over in the first adventure, you absolutely can, but I'm not going to force you to.
Okay.
It's not Fallout if there's not mutant crocodiles.
Of course.
For the mutant crocodiles. That's awesome.
Okay, so yeah, Sam, I approve. See, I will.
All of your first adventures are going to be much more positive than mine. I assure you. Remember when I made this character in the Fallout system, that like the original Fallout system, I made it with the idea that like she was already already basically the main character of a Fallout game, like the in like the Fallout 3 Fallout New Vegas style.
Yeah.
And that's what the entire backstory there is. Was it's basically a Fallout adventure that just went poorly.
Same for my character, except that it replaced Fallout 3 Fallout New Vegas with Fallout 1. Fallout 1 or Fallout 2. Go on a journey to find the thing to save your home. Find out uncomfortable things while out. Return and find out you don't really belong there anymore.
Oh, that's excellent. Yes. Yes. Alright.
Oh, wait. So, gotcha. So the what? First adventure is passed to other characters.
So what I was saying is it can be.
You can do it either way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if it doesn't make any sense for your first adventure to have a cameo in it, then just you can make a new adventure.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll all make new adventures and then have them.
Yeah, okay. Unless you want to.
I'll leave it up to whoever cameos in my, like, whoever writes the ones for them appearing in mine, you can do whichever you feel like doing. Because mine's pretty open to people having helped her along the way, or it could be that people she has met since then.
So basically just write another adventure, and then someone else will add in something to it. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I get. Or you could just like collaborate with someone. It's like, what do you think should happen? And
yeah, how are we gonna decide who goes where or what? Are you gonna?
Does anyone have any like opinions? Like, do you really
dibs on Josh?
Okay.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I want to be the Sancho Panza to your Quixote. Like, we're doing this.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable. Although I'm thinking about it, and as much as I really like the Burial of the Dead, the trouble becomes compelling in invoking it.
Yeah.
I don't want, like,
intending
RGM to have to dig through,
yeah,
you know,
intending to do battle
70
with
lines
is
to figure out which part would make sense there.
Actually, okay, I'm going to put that as actually the high concept, so let's change this. That's a much better name for the high concept.
The mechanical girl of all 32.
All 32, yeah.
Yeah, 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 I agree.
And then,
here's the order.
Yeah. And then I'll do the Nate cameos and Zach cameos and Sam. That works.
Okay.
I can find a way to make that work.
Are we doing this, are we doing two of those or just one?
You do this once and then you do it,
and then you do the follow-up or you fill in the rest of the details on someone else's. I'm guessing on the one that you're cameoing in.
Wait. So, but we've got phase 1, 2, and 3, so.
Yes. So this is phase 2.
Okay.
And then phase 3 is doing the same thing again with another adventure.
Oh, okay, alright. Gotcha.
Ah, good. Then, yes, I was gonna ask if Nate could still cameo in mine to keep that, the idea that Vestara basically takes this incredibly lost girl under her wing. All right.
So I got a thing that happens. I just don't know what happens during the thing that happens.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, the hypothyroidism is stopped by creativity. Although, maybe I'm also just a bad writer.
Not a bad writer. You're just saying that because you're hypothyroid.
If I was hyper, I'd be writing all kinds of crazy bullshit.
Oh, hypo, excuse me, sorry.
If I was hyper, it'd be a crazy off-the-wall journey with magic robots, and you get prizes for watching.
Hey. Sam, should I make a new adventure that my character can't?
Yeah, something. Yeah, let's do a new one and I'll fill in stuff.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I have an
idea. because Zach, you need to write one that
for
Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Nate writes I think we, if I remember right, we actually write the ones for the other people. So I write the one that I am cameo. I write my cameo.
We write two other adventures, and then Nate writes in addition to yours, and then you write in addition to mine.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Oh, is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah. So yeah. Write another adventure, but shorter this time, and the person who cameos in it will make their own addition to it.
God, the second one is so fucking terrible. Shit, fuck.
I can do that.
No.
Yeah, I can. No. I can actually do. I can do that second one.
Do it. Send a video.
I can do the like top part bending forward thing, but not the with the rest of it bending back like that.
I can do. It's a lot more pronounced on one of my fingers than on the rest.
Sam, I sort of want you to accuse my character of being a false prophet for claiming to be a robot when she is not actually a robot.
I actually fucking love that.
Well, she could be the exact opposite too. She could be the only human he accepts.
Oh, actually, that's even better because you accept the word of our robot lord.
She thinks of robots as family. She considers herself people among them.
You probably see her as some kind of chosen one amongst the humans because she was raised by robots exclusively.
Yes.
She is the way of humanity to be a human raised completely and educated completely by robots. God damn it.
I was almost thinking Lanto should be in the vault with Zach's character.
Except that he doesn't really, I mean, he could pass for a human wearing old medieval armor if that particular person were sometimes while they moved.
Yeah, but he could be like the, you know, her protector, and then, you know, neither of them having any idea how the world works.
Well,
then they both get out at the same time.
I think he'll probably hook up, like, be bros at some point and look, oh, a young waif. Come, I will protect you. Shit, I gotta make a...
Because keep in mind, the names of these are aspects.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think now what for my story. Since you're going to be cameoing in it, feel free to throw ideas. I mean, he just got into the wasteland.
Yeah, I mean, think about, you know, what sort of, you know, a knight errant gives aid and succor to people that need it. So... come up with something along those lines, and I'll be there at some point doing stuff. Probably.
Maybe he wandered near a town and there was a golden gecko attack. Maybe not golden geckos, they're real tough. Some kind of gecko attack. And he helped out?
Yeah.
And that's generally what he does is he goes around and just finds quests. He's like an MMO player. Just looks for exclamation points. It's part of his UI. People in distress appear with an exclamation point over their head. Or not his UI, but his heads-up display, rather.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm gonna hit you with what I've got, Zach. Because I think that, you know, the place where you can join in is probably pretty solid.
Alright. And then, Nate, I'll send you the setup I have if you'd like to. If you would like to add, if you think you can add something to that.
Sure. I'll check it here in a second.
Yeah. Yep, send me what you got now. I'll add. So, to be sure. Okay, so question then, James.
Nate is adding stuff to yours, you're adding stuff to mine.
Right, but which one do I take the aspect from?
Oh, right.
Do I take the aspect from my cameo in Sam's or Nate's cameo in mine?
Nate's cameo in yours.
Yeah, you take it from your own adventure.
One
second. Well, because if I remember right, when we did Spirit of the Century, we actually took our aspect from our cameo in other people's.
Should have been clear. You take your aspect from your contribution to the other person's story.
Okay. Gotcha.
Good, because that means I can have I can have my robot messiah aspect or
something. Yes. Yes. It's coming together.
Now I just imagine this battling influence as Vestara tries to raise me to be a normal person, and you try and raise me to be the robot messiah.
Looks good, Matt.
I don't have to raise you to be it. You were born to be it.
So what do we label the adventure aspects as?
What's that?
Do we just call them the adventure aspect or what?
Or yep. The phase one or phase one aspect, phase two, phase. That's I have a marked phase one, two, and three. For...
Once you start the game, as long as you remember what it refers to and what it means, you don't have to label it anything. It's just an aspect you have.
Okay.
Wait. So.
Okay.
It doesn't get tagged differently than any other aspect, really.
Okay, so then the only our high concept and our trouble are the only two that are like special.
Yes, and even then they're not particularly special. It just sort of focused the way you created them.
Right.
Wait. So the adventurers themselves don't generate an aspect?
They do. What I'm saying is
they don't have. They're not special. Yeah. In any way, you don't have to mark them as a specific kind of aspect.
Right.
Gotcha.
There's no like conviction aspect, like in Base Raiders or anything like that.
Right. So wait a minute. Should I even be putting down my adventure that someone else is getting an aspect from on my sheet? I should just put down the stuff that I do in the other person's adventure, right?
I mean, you can put it all down, right? Since it's all part of your backstory.
But I guess I'm not. That just confuses me a bit.
You have your section for aspects, and that's the place where you'll note everything, and, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, like, it's all part of your backstory, so you might as well write it down, but yes, you only get the aspect from your contribution to the other person's thing.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, I pasted mine.
Yeah, I'm checking in a second. So under the protective eye of our true robot god is the aspect name, and I just need an adventure name for this first one.
I need to think of another story. I need to think of a reason why Lanso would cross over into my thing.
Hey, you're a handyman.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe a.
I guess I don't have to think of why. You're the one that like. Gives yourself reason to be there. I just have to set up a thing that we can do. And a place for us to be.
Matt, you are also from the West.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, he's...
That makes it really easy here. It makes it really...
Because, I mean, migrating from the West to Florida would be, like, a many-year journey.
Your stories.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I guess I could have that, except I don't know where Lanso is from in the entire United States.
It doesn't matter. He just wanders everywhere saving people's lives and being a folk hero.
I don't know, for those people having trouble coming up with adventures, because here's what I did for the thing, is I basically set up a situation, and I'll sort of leave it to Nate's. Like, I set up a situation for Nate, and I'll leave him to describe how it was solved, basically. Including his character's contribution to it. That seems like the easiest thing to do, for me, anyway.
Sounds good.
I guess whatever works, whatever ideas you got. Or at least I'll set up the situation, and then, you know, if you don't want to... say how it's solved, you can put your implication, and then I'll add how it's solved. Works for you.
Yeah, I'm just finishing writing this stuff, and then I'm going to add to your stuff here.
Also, Josh, just a minor note, I don't think there are many caves in Florida. So, swamp, maybe?
He didn't start in Florida.
Oh, well,
also,
shit.
In northern Florida, there's some.
As pointed out, he wandered all around, so he could have been in Florida and then came back or something.
Right, but...
Maybe he woke up in Disney land and his quest is to get to Disney World.
Right, no, but I'm trying to add in my contribution, and I
started my adventure out in.
Instead of a cave, then it can just be a bog or something.
Just as it relates to mine.
Also, I mean, let's see. I think there are some caves in there.
Okay, that's fine.
I gotta look this up
now. No, that's fine.
Yeah. There's like form of a cavern state park.
Okay.
Yes, Sam. Jesus, don't you know everything about the geology of North America?
Yeah, fuck. Nah, to be fair, I was the one
who
started.
I grew up in Florida, and
I was the one who was talking shit anyway, so I deserve to have facts shown to dispute me. I'm okay with that. I really am.
That's okay. Double check. Vault 32.
So I was pretty sure, like, when I lived in Florida, we went to caves there. I mean, yeah, most of their caves are underwater, but there are some that are. Not that them being underwater would stop land, so.
It's, yeah.
Just walk down there. There's apparently a cave called Devil's Den in Florida. Okay.
It should just be that.
This is not me trying to rub it in. I'm just actually looking it up now.
Let's have Dunn battle in Devil's Den with the terrible worms of Split Rock. That sounds awesome. The Devil's Den. I suppose, James, I gave myself +3 in energy weapons. Can I just have an energy weapon, or do I have to acquire one?
You can have something along the lines of a laser pistol.
Yeah, okay. I'm adding it into my background, and you'll see where it comes from. It makes sense. It's not like, and he's equipped with a laser pistol, and he has Harrison Ford's gun from Blade Runner, and everything's awesome, and people suck his dick all the time.
That's actually that was gonna right be my next aspect.
Everything is awesome. People suck.
We all just have Harrison Ford's gun, and people suck our dicks all the time. It's the at least James knows where his campaign's going.
Yeah, he should have realized it's what happens when he got the all of us assholes in here.
As soon as he asked us to play in a Fallout game, or in a game at all, as soon as he asked us anything about anything. There's my addition, Josh.
Oops. And then, do you have the thing you were going to send to me, Sam?
Yeah, in a second. I was responding to Josh's. Let's see.
Did Jim Jones stick around for the brief adulation of the townsfolk before continuing on his way?
Yes.
All right.
What I'm going to tag that as, I'll write in the aspect.
What's the name for?
Do you want me to paste this in the channel, everyone, so you can see what my second.
I want to see. I want to see. Also, what's the name for What's the name of Pilgrimage guy.
At some point or another, you guys will probably get upgrades to your combat effectiveness. There's rules in here for like weapons that do more damage or stuff like that.
Okay. Well, for as much as it's good, because my character's only method of combat is unarmed combat.
Have you never played a Fallout game?
I know. That's why I'm saying I want. Give me a power fist. Watch me become the most terrifying thing.
There are all sorts of things: bladed gauntlets, mantis fists, fists of the North Rar.
Yes, I love that one.
I just like the idea of naive little girl punches you into the horizon when angered.
The brass knuckles, the boxing tape.
The boxing knuckles, the brass tape.
If I remember correctly, there was an achievement for beating Deathclaws with boxing tape.
Jeez, that would take some work.
I mean, there was a small series of weapons, like, It was like the 22 Silence LR pistol, boxing tape, like the base knife. One of my favorites was Cracker Jack Timing, the achievement for killing a cazador with long fuse dynamite.
The majesty of Lanso.
The fall of Lanso. Romancing the Lanso.
The ecstasy of Lanso.
The passion of the Lanso.
Western music.
Yeah, Ennio Morricone.
Hey guys.
What's that?
Tomorrow, the next Persona 4 Arena game comes out.
Cool. I'll let you know when I get into Persona games, fighting games, Persona money. Arena, or, you know. But all I did right. Think yeah. Playing the first one and it looked cool.
It's pretty cool. It's fun to play. It's a bit easier to pick up and get into than Blaze Blue.
Now's our chance, Senpai.
Aha! Uh-huh. Is yep. this our chance?
I hope uh-huh. you're very prepared for this unbearable bear of a battle.
Alright, so let me throw this at,
Zach, what was the name of, which vault number was yours? Do you want me to just
Vault 32 is what
32,
I,
that's right.
Is what I decided.
Let me throw this at, so Matt, you're cameoing in the first one, right?
I'm cameoing in yours.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so here is the first one. I haven't thought up a name for it yet. I haven't thought up a name for this yet. But, it's pretty pulpy and Fallout-y.
Oh, something to consider, Zach?
Yeah?
For the vault number, it seems that the further east you go, generally speaking, the higher the vault numbers are.
Oh, I can put a 1 in front of that, then. We'll be 132. I don't think there are even.
Yeah. As of yet,
looking at the wiki,
the highest known one is 112.
I mean,
in Washington D.C.
Yeah, but maybe as you go further south, the numbers keep getting higher.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just means there's no canon ones.
There's no record.
We can make up our own. We can make up our own shit.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's. I'm not saying don't do it because 112 is the highest. I'm just saying yeah, there isn't a 132.
Okay. There we go.
And then I guess I'll send this next one to Zach, and I will step away as I grab some pizza and try and think of what to add to Zach's.
What are you sending to me?
I wrote the other one that you cameoed.
Oh, am I cameoing yours next?
Yeah, I think so.
We haven't. I don't think we've.
No. We're still in the first round of it.
You're cameoing in mine.
Yeah. Well, I wrote both of them because.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't do anything with this yet.
Yeah,
I'll read
no.
it, but I can't do anything with it yet.
Or Nate, because Zach might not cameo in yours, or you.
Oh, that's true.
For the second one, we don't know the order.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna do it randomly or go back the other way yet.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, I don't actually care, but it does say that there were 122 public vaults and an undisclosed number of private vaults.
Oh, alright, then I can switch it again.
Yeah, well, that one...
And
you can also do a private vault and just have, like, it be a vault that your family commissioned.
Sure.
That's kind of super creepy.
It makes sense, though, if I was the only person there that it was a private vault.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And then it was rented, and then your parents made a little money on the side by renting the space out to Disney World.
would the private vault have been... Would the private vault have been numbered still, or just...
It's unclear.
Oh. I don't think a private vault ever shows up in the Fallout games.
Let's see. Yeah, the private vault showed up.
Because I could do, like, I think the backstory I had before was that the idea was it was, like, she was basically one of the weird social vault experiments originally that most of the public vaults were...
Yeah, all but 17 of them were experiments.
I like the idea of this family just commissioning this vault so that the scion of their line can be raised by robots and live through into the post-apocalyptic future.
Oh, we know we're terrible parents. That's why we had better ones commissioned.
What's up? Oh, yes. What's up, Josh?
I think for this story, I think the aspect you suggested will work. Ready to do battle with giants.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, wait till you see what, it's a bit much, but I think it fits Lancel. is that yes, no?
I like it.
What is it?
All right.
Josh just did his crossover in my... In...
Oh, I was like, I don't have anything else to do.
I should actually open these docs and put them in a folder.
Yeah, making a Fallout folder would be a smart idea.
Docs home!
Should be intending to do battle with giants, or I intend to do battle with giants?
Intending to do battle with giants is part of the quote, I think, so it's up to you.
Okay. Alright, intending to do battle is good.
Yeah, it just as a more aspecty named tag.
Yes.
They're all,
I like it.
They're all either descriptive or current action.
I was going to say, because if we wanted to... It occurred to me that if you wish, James, we have the exact amount of people again that if you do it right, we can all have either cameoed or have had cameoed in our adventures, everybody.
I'm sorry, what now? I was putting a thing in a thing.
Oh.
Say one more time?
Well, but we only get three aspects, so.
Right. No, I'd say, no, that, like, between us cameoing in other people's stories and
and
other people cameoing in ours, we could actually begin having all known each other from the backstory.
Sure.
If he wants to do it that way again, since that's how it was for Spirit of the Century.
Mine and Matt's isn't 100% meeting him? What kind of is? What kind of not? Matt, you should paste that, because it's amazing.
Yeah, alright.
How do I make a new folder? Okay, found a folder.
You create folder.
Yep, figured
also,
it out.
Also, so I can paste it to mine, so I can just have all of my backstory in one place. The Sandlands.
You know what, I'm just going to call the vault Vault 32, and if that's... And that's
no,
just
no one's going to care, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh no, Apocrypha.
Get your non-canon bullshit out of my Disneyland.
What was the line from fucking Bob Hodges Must Die?
We'll have an apocryphal wedding. I don't want to have an apocryphal wedding.
The Book of Lucas.
I think Robert Hodgson's Must Die is still the best game on our site.
It was pretty good.
If only for... You're not fooling anyone with that fake mustache and that accent. Fuck.
Oh my god.
And then also the write-up that Sam did. Robert Hodgkins is the last best hope for this town. A reformed criminal turned reverend and mayor. Naturally, he's got to die.
Was that even related to a plot line? I don't recall anything about being a hope of the town or helpful to anybody.
Nope.
He was like in the very.
You're the only
like,
one who isn't like out for his own best interests.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally it. And I just took that from like the character because it's something that like gets kind of talked about as you guys are putting together the characters, and then it just fucking goes to shit so fast.
I don't think I'm ever going to play in a fiasco game that's better than that. It's
no,
sad
yeah,
to say,
that was...
but I don't think it's ever going to happen. That was how Fiasco was meant to be. It was perfect.
We already solved Fiasco. We must move on to the next problem.
Oh man, if I come out and we have enough people, we can play some Fiasco.
That's true. You can't play Fiasco.
Oh man, I can get drunk for it again.
I can't promise that I won't find an excuse to put you in an armbar or a headlock during it.
Again?
Like you did to me.
Again? So, like,
hey,
Fiasco...
Is this becoming a thing? Do we need to have a talk about
this?
Oh,
wait,
this?
No.
That
was Matt that put me in the headlock.
Oh, was it Matt? Okay.
Yeah, I put my gun.
Yeah.
I did that while you pretended to punch James in the stomach a bunch of times.
Now he hit me with my own gun.
Let it be said that the last time that we played Fiasco with peeps from this podcast, it was in my office. No, actually, it was in my office. It was when Hannah, Zach, Charlie,
Oh, right, yeah, that was News Channel 5, right?
It was News Channel 5, and it was the whole lot of us, plus Manda, and, like, I used any excuse that I could to either put Charlie in a chokehold or Zach in an armbar.
And now sports! Ah!
Let me tell you, putting Charlie in a headlock for like a solid minute was probably the crowning achievement of my life. Felt good, man.
I have to admit, Charlie was pretty good at Fiasco. His ridiculous anchorman guy, progressively more coked out and delusional as the game went on. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have to say though, maybe Whitehall wasn't our best.
No, Whitehall was not.
Whitehall was far from our best anything. It definitely wasn't Dragon Slayers.
Would everyone mind posting the doc you're working with in the chat real quick?
Let me make it so that you can even read it, or you can even access it.
That would be nice.
No.
Hold on, let me make sure that... get the shareable link.
There we go.
Dummies.
Gosh.
Boom! Take it!
No permission, Sam.
Yeah, I'm fixing that. Hang on.
Oh, good.
Use that one instead.
USB equals sharing.
Beep bloop.
Okay, so highest survival among the party is +2. Not bad.
Okay, so who am I cameoing in next/? Do I need a story for someone to cameo in again? Right? There's another one?
Yeah, write another story for someone to cameo in. I haven't figured out yet who cameos in it.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
By the way, Fate Core is CORE.
I really did do that, didn't I?
Did you do CORPS?
I did. Somehow.
That's fantastic.
What do you want to bet that's a seinen anime?
Sam? Your adventure name, your first adventure name is amazing and wonderful.
And
so is the second one.
Zach, would you mind if I then leave it to you to finish it?
Yeah, go ahead. If you would like to, only if you don't have a finish it in mind, I can describe how it ends.
I'm basically gonna write the middle. With like a little complicating factor here, and then I'll leave it to you to end that.
Actually, who it is gonna be kind of matters. Well, maybe not. Like, because if it's say Zach. I guess it's a matter of if I get fucked up in mine and then Zach repairs me, or if it's in Zach's and at the end of his part that he's writing he finds Lanso, and then my part is what happens after he finds Lanso.
It could, or it could be like...
Because I think that's a good way for them to meet.
Yeah.
So part of the problem is that having met Zach's character... and seeing her as the robot savior, I don't know why I would be anywhere without her after that.
Oh, who knows?
Well, your story can happen last, also.
Yeah, these don't necessarily need to happen right before we meet up. Order.
Okay, that's true. That's true, I guess. Yeah. Okay. All
right, or she sort of, I mean, she's also kind of an oddball. She may have just wandered off and you're like, where did she go? I must find her.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, apparently somewhere...
Non-chronological.
Apparently somewhere between the start of Lanso's story and before the game starts, he gained and then lost some kind of motorcycle or robot horse. Because everyone describes him as riding. So.
So, here's a question. To determine how we do the next phase, phase three.
Here you go, Zach.
All right. Phase three, still more crossover stories. Yeah, phases two. Yeah.
Do you want to have, like, two people in the party you know quite well, or do you want everyone to know each other about equally well?
It does not matter to me.
Because it seems easiest to just go back in the other direction, but that will lead you to knowing two people particularly well.
Well, like, in Sam's case, he probably already knows one person particularly well, even though they've only had one crossover.
Yeah.
Because he's found the room on the side.
All right, screw it. We're just going to go back the other direction.
Sure.
Okay.
Right back around.
So,
what's your dude?
So, Matt's, these titles I see, they are, those are two characters, basically.
What? Alright, let me link my dude. What was that?
So basically, yeah, our characters just kind of teamed up and kicked them out.
Oh god, Zach, yes. What? Yes.
That was my thought.
Oh,
probably.
You looking at my...
Yeah.
And I'm thinking if there's a monument that's what? Still been well maintained, it has to be guarded by people. So
there.
Probably we teamed up
good?
With those guys.
Oh, that's yeah. Perfect.
Do you wanna add any more to that or is...
No, I do not.
All right, if you're looking at that, you can just copy that and then.
Oh my god! All right, so you're taking the robot savior aspect as
yeah, I'll take the robot savior.
That's fucking amazing. God damn it, James!
All right, and let me look at Nate.
Let's close out this old Chris Yao and this other old Chris Yao.
I'm sorry.
There's like four of him. Five of him now with the Fate Core version.
What do you think, Zach? I tried to load it with claw hooks. What do you say?
Yeah, that seems good.
Also, I'm well aware that's not how you spell it.
The Faraday suit.
I'm well aware that's not how you spell it, but because
your character wouldn't know what it actually is unless you're.
And also, there's a lot of situations in Fallout where like the name of a thing has changed over time.
I mean, ultimately, though, remember that's up to you because this is what you're getting an aspect from, Nate. So yeah, if there's any way you want to conclude it, go.
I feel like I should probably change the name of Crossover 2 because I don't know how I'd use that as an aspect.
Oh, weird.
What?
This.
Are you just trolling Imgur right now?
I'm listening.
Oh, that's cool.
He doesn't really have to do a whole lot. That's impressive. That can't have been easy to do.
Nah. That's a very natural standing position.
Hmm.
What? This sounds fake.
You sound fake. What's fake?
It's a one of those did you know facts thing. Ronald Reagan suffering from Alzheimer's would clean his pool for hours without knowing his Secret Service agents were replenishing the leaves in the pool.
Yeah, that, yeah.
What's that?
Oh god, apparently Nancy Reagan ordered that because of his mental state. It was the only form of physical exercise he remembered how to do.
Wow.
Just talking about Ronald Reagan, Gavin.
Oh, okay.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, man.
Cut up.
If we're going the other way, I have an idea how to finish this, Nate, so in order to inform maybe setting up the next thing.
Yeah, we are going in the opposite direction, so.
The idea being that, the idea being that Alex fixes the reactor, like, with the idea being that she manages to fix the reactor but never comes out of it. With Vestera thinking she probably was killed in the process, except instead she probably ended up, like, falling into a cave or something, or an underground tunnel that went under it, and it ended up coming out elsewhere. So when they meet again, she thinks that, oh god, you're alive! And also in keeping with the idea that a lot of the early stuff for Vestara stuff is really sad.
It's true. Also, it's Vespara.
Or Vespara. That's right. I don't know why I was thinking this.
Also, James, if Josh starts out with a motorcycle, can I start with a, like...
What's that?
If Josh starts out with a motorcycle, can I start out with a mountain bike?
I feel comfortable generally saying that if you have the drive skill, you have some means of conveyance.
Okay. So I don't, so I probably don't have that thing.
Probably not.
Although really the way I've been writing
okay,
the,
so...
the Wanderers is that they probably have like the weird half car things led by Brahmin teams or whatever. Heading east to try and settle the unknown the unknown coast.
I mean, bikes are a thing.
Okay, so it is a bike and not like a Robo Artax.
What now?
Oh, wow.
So going the other way around, then, the iCameo...
Robo Artax?
Okay, so going the other way around, Zach cameos in the adventure that I wrote.
Yep, next I'll cameo in an adventure you write, and
I cameo into an adventure Matt
wrote. Yeah. And I cameo in one that Zach writes.
Yes.
Okay. And Josh cameos in one that I write.
Well, I guess I already wrote the thing for Zach.
Yeah, you
could. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh man, Brood Hollow updated again?
Yeah.
Yeah, a late one today.
It's yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know how often does that does it
It's thing? Monday, Wednesday. It's supposed to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but it kind of
it's slowly becoming whenever Chris doesn't have to be a dad.
Yeah.
Basically. It's
it was a bad time for him to start a Patreon.
On average, it's been about 2 days a week.
Yeah, it kind of ends up being like super late Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights.
Also reading having read through Icker Falls now, I realized that I was telling this to Sam, I realized the entire first book of Brood Hollow is based on a single story from Icker Falls.
Technically, it's based on two, maybe three.
Well, because it's mostly a curious little thing, which is the title of the first book.
Right.
It also does still have the Stitched Man, yeah. But yeah,
he's the main antagonist. Yeah.
I just like that instead of in a curious little thing, the guy gains obsessive compulsive disorder and has this obsession with needing to close all the doors. The main character of Brood Hollow just has that obsession to start,
mm-hmm.
and then the ghost just sort of capitalizes on that. Uh-huh, I never considered what SCUBA stands for.
Yeah.
Right, I still have Urist's character sheet up.
It took me years to figure out LASER was an acronym.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy in my heart.
You know what's also an acronym? Humvee.
Yeah.
That.
I only know that Jeep is a shortening of an acronym. And I can't remember what it stood for. I think it was, government property.
Mm-hmm. GP.
Yeah. There was also some day where I realized that the general sounds like a much less impressive title when you realize it's short for general officer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have the finished story up for that adventure on my character sheet. If you want,
all right, all right. Let me check that so I can copy and paste it into my sheet.
Oh man, I need to.
Yeah, you need to come up with a second thing.
If you want to add your own little thoughts to it, as far as this. For it.
Sure, I'll add something here.
Okay, Matt, bam, there you go.
I've only read the
Do you like the names?
Yeah, I like that you just give them all like weird pulp adventure titles.
Lanso in the Tyrant of Bleak Shade. And, of course, before that, Lanso in the Terrible Worms of Split Rock.
Yeah.
And in the Gauntlet of the Black King. This is how he sees the world. What do you want?
Yeah, I know, I like it. Also, you wrote Robe Ritter. Is that supposed to be like a capital? Yeah. Is that supposed to be a proper noun?
That's German for Robber Knight. Okay. Which is why I put the translation in afterward.
Gotcha.
Because I realize that not everyone knows that.
I thought that in addition to being a proper knight, he was also a robot.
No. He's a rob rotter.
He's not a robe rotter.
There you go, Zach. That's my addition there toward the end. That might not be the right. I'm pretty sure it's Rob Ritter. It might be Rob Ritter. Yes, yeah, Rob Ritter. Let me fix that. It's close to the pronunciation. There we go. So yeah, you may want to fix that yourself if you're putting it in yours.
Yeah, let me find the word.
Just R-A-U-B instead of R-O-B.
Okay.
Flush.
Ugh. Ow.
Flush you again.
Hurt both my throat and my diaphragm.
Bless you again. Bless you, Matthew. Bless you, Wolf Bark.
I still remember when we were playing Gloom. And I was the family that had the dog, and you kept coming over and doing the voice.
Dude, I want to play Gloom so bad again. That game was so fun.
I'm trying to remember what else Atlas, what else those guys made. Because they made an RPG, which I can't remember now.
Atlas Games? They make a few. They make Ars Magica.
Yeah, that's the one. Because I remember I saw that, and I'm like, I remember those guys.
You made a dude for me, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I know the game, I just couldn't remember who made it, or what games they made. There was a disconnect there between name of company and name of game.
Yeah, they make a few other things too, but those are the main ones I remember.
All right, I have your setup, Sam.
Okay.
Like, I hope you like it. I can either find a way to be the big damn hero.
Okay, hang on. Let me send this one to Josh.
Then I'll get this.
I don't know what aspect to take from that.
From which one?
from the Power of Zap. I don't know what aspect to take from it.
What's up?
Something related to negotiation.
Okay.
Or you could do something related
to
negotiation.
Why are you cackling?
Because Zach basically gave me the same prompt I gave you. It's just really funny.
I can change it if you like.
No, it's perfect. I'm not pissed. It's just like fucking hilarious. Because I'll paste what I gave Josh. Like, almost fucking the same thing. I love it.
Yeah, very, very similar.
The thing is, Zach, Woman in Black basically is a negotiator-related aspect.
You could... something related to helping the town, if you wanted to go for more depressing, something related to feeling helpless as others sacrifice their lives, or seem to. Like I said, it's up to you. If you want to change what you wrote to something that gives you a better idea for something to do, you can. Because, it's your story. If you think it can think of something you want to happen, I can change what I wrote.
I like what's there. I'm just trying to... how about you're like well connected?
Or something.
Something related to like knowing a lot of people.
Knowing a lot of people, or knowing how to connect people, maybe. Like she could see that, hey, this old guy has a bunch of these arcane gadgets, but pretty much nobody has the expertise to help him repair them. Hey, here's a girl with incredible mechanical expertise, but she needs, in order to solve this problem, she needs an item that is incredibly rare and nobody else has. Alright,
I'll go mediator. I'll go mediator, because Woman in Black aspect is a more adventurous approach to negotiation,
you're the one who comes into town and solves the problems by.
Yeah, whereas mediator is more of implies more of a passive role.
Not really.
Implies a more passive role than
a mediator has to be active enough to go to both parties and work out a
I think it meant that she's not the one solving the problem. She's the one, like, arranging between other people or
that's
something.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Hmm. Or you could, I picture Woman in Black as more of the potential action hero one.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, that's the negotiate first, shoot second.
But I think focus more on the idea that negotiations fail and she has to shoot.
Yeah.
Whereas mediator implies, hey, she actually does succeed at negotiations. Like,
yeah. So yeah, I'll go with that. That sounds good. Okay, how this is also a good distinction. The Woman in Black aspect implies that she is the big damn hero / the big damn villain. Mediator implies that someone else is, and she's just helping them out. That's also, I think that's a fair description.
Oh, wait, somehow, Josh, I misread your story a lot.
Oh?
Well, let's see, because... Yeah, I think I skipped a part there, but I feel like...
Oh, yeah, the dreamless slumber is because he shot up and going into, like, a standby mode, because he's almost dead.
Yeah, okay, so that's... Okay, so I did get it.
But, otherwise, close. Also... You should append that you helped him take out this fucker. I think that'd be suitable. Maybe not though.
I feel like leaving it up to the reader. That's
ambiguous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's reasonable too.
We'll go with the Bolivian army ending.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't heavily imply that we both died, because that would make our adventures in this actual game very short.
Okay, let me pop that in there. And then I'll paste it in the channel so people can read if they want.
I always like reading Lancer stories I found.
Thank you.
Bleak Shade is such a Fallout name for a city.
Isn't it?
Is it
Britain Haven's near... a good one for Florida, too.
I thought so.
Is it anywhere near Grey Ditch?
Also, do we start, like, what's a refresh rate start at?
Oh, I was going to get to that once everyone was done with this part, but I can tell you now.
Okay.
After skills. Ah, right, it's a sliding scale.
Oh.
Okay, so you start with a refresh rate of 3 and 3 stunts. But you can give up up to 2 of those refresh for a stunt each. So you can start with 1 fate point and 5 stunts.
Okay.
Or 4, or 2 fate points and 4 stunts.
Okay. Alright then.
Zach, does that look good?
Let's see.
Because I'm going to post it up to James if you approve.
That's
okay,
that's
I think
pretty
I
good.
Finished mine.
Excellent.
For Sam's. Okay.
Protector of the Savior sent to us by our true robot god.
That's the aspect. Along with the searing laser bolt of our true robot god and under the protective eye of our true robot god. I already love this game.
Looking pretty good. And of course, over the course of the next few weeks, I'll be picking through your stories for ways to alter the
deal. Pray you do not alter it further.
Yeah.
James, I'm well aware. In anything that I write, I try and just, like, include lots of plot hooks for you.
Nice, Josh.
Lots of plot hooks introducing, like, weird NPCs in the world, etc.
Oh. I'm trying to figure out a good aspect name for this one. I'm leaning towards some of that's along lines of folk hero, because I think by this point, his name has started to get around. Which is why I might actually replace bartering with contacting. It's not like contacting is so much as actively being good at dealing with bunches of people so much as, oh shit, I know that guy, I'll help him out. But I need a good name for it. Because folk hero is too meh. I mean, it makes sense, but...
I put something that's a little bit better. I don't know.
God damn it.
What?
Just the first two words by themselves is kind of funny, because it rhymes with something.
Yeah, no, I know, but...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's silly, I guess.
So I think I still have a Fallout folder from the original Fallout. Yes, I do. In fact, this is back when I color-coded my folders. I have the old Jim Jones character sheet in this Fallout folder.
Yeah.
I also have a folder called Old where I put all the old character sheets. And now I've created a second folder called Newer but Still Old.
Do it, Josh.
Okay. Alright, that looks good. I am done with this part of character creation.
Alright, how are your skills looking?
They're done.
Skills. Distance and refresh.
I still need a name for crossover too, cause Sam didn't name it cause he's a jerk.
Just rename it to Lanso and something something. Make it your story, it. Even though you're crossing into it.
Alright, so you have a choice to make, Josh.
Yes.
Now the skills are taken care of. You get to choose how many stunts you want.
Is it between 3 and 5?
Yep, you get 3 refresh, okay. 3 stunts. You can trade...
How's this, though?
Yeah?
Lanso in Verdant Haven?
There you go, Nate.
Or Verdant Hell?
And then you can finish it however you like.
Okay.
Alright, so what did you... I missed what you said, James. I apologize.
So you get 3 stunts for free, and 3 refresh rate. You can... give up 1 refresh rate for 1 stunt to a maximum of 5 stunts.
Okay. Can I look at stunts first?
Yeah. So, this is a little different than Spear of the Century, because there's not just a list of them. You make your own, basically. And they take a few different
forms. Oh, awesome.
Forms.
Because I was thinking, like, some kind of stunt that lets me maybe use... a shield to be able to, like, fight, defend against certain types of projectiles or whatever, if that
sure.
makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's cool. I really like that system.
What?
For the stunts of tagging a specific skill.
Yeah, so you can, like, make skills do other shit, or by doing Bonai with certain things.
I bookmark this under my RPG resources. Cause that just actually makes a lot of sense.
So I think Alex's timeline goes first adventure, second adventure, first cameo, third adventure, second cameo.
Sure.
Or no, rather first. No, other way around. That was wrong. Basically, she does all the stuff with Vespara and before running into Jim. Because once after the second contact with Jim, he basically pledges himself as her protector and begins permanently following her, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna open a window.
Also, I like to think that in the second one, Nate, that she has no idea that she's gotten super, super lost, and that's why she's in Louisiana.
Yes.
And then Vespera has to guide her back to Florida, because she has no idea where she is. Because I have no survival skill. Also, James, since I have drive at rank 1, is it okay if I start with, like, a scooter? Yeah, sure. I say otherwise I can say that it like broke or busted in her final use of it, or eventually, or she was forced to leave it behind, if you prefer.
It won't be a great thing, but you can have a scooter.
No, yeah, just as like nothing special, unless I decide to take a stunt involving it or something. Just she has some mobility. It's how she survived in lieu of not having the survival skill. Is she mostly just barely outpaces most things that are dangerous until she runs out of gas.
Okay. So, Josh, this shield stunt, would it be dealing with a, like, particularly made shield? Like, your signature shield or some sort of thing?
Sure.
Alright.
The Crest of Lanso.
Sure.
I'll think of a better name later.
Either way. So, basically, what would happen there is you would get a stunt that says, may use fight to defend against shoot attacks if you have your specially made shield.
Okay.
And, you know, if you ever lose your specially made shield, it wouldn't be too hard for you to make it again, get it again, considering it's a pretty big lack of utility to lose it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. Because, yeah, most shields are, you know, made of wood and stuff rather than stuff that will stop bullets.
Right.
There. Actually, I'm not even going to add anything to that. I like that as the ending, what you wrote, Sam. Just,
yep.
He decided to do that, and she was just like, okay, and now they're off.
Yeah.
Why are there so many Man's Life magazines with just a guy fighting some swarm of animals?
Isn't that just what that magazine
because
was?
That's what Man's Life is all about.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single issue of that magazine.
Well, all
that.
Man's Lives. Men's Lives.
Let's see.
Are surrounded by dangerous forms of animals.
The Island of Man-Eating Rats. Chewed to bits by giant turtles.
Weasels rip my flesh.
Trapped in the sea of weasels giant crabs. Also, vampires ripped my flesh.
I just remember the weasel one. It has the guy tearing a weasel off of his body and using it to club other weasels. I believe the crab one, it has the guy on the beach, like, surrounded by crabs trying to smash all of them with a rock.
What is Smile and Boost? Or Style and Boost, not Smile. Style and Boost.
Style and Boost? One sec.
Like, there's a stunt for a fight, which is when you succeed with Style on a fight attack and choose to reduce the result by one to gain a boost.
Is that
you gain
like
a full situation aspect with a free invocation instead?
Maybe one
is that
of them
like
spin
or something when they yeah, like when you succeed by more.
I think
than
I've seen them say spin already.
Okay.
Though.
Basically, a boost happens in certain situations. Let's see. They're basically when you try to create an advantage. If you don't do well enough, you can get a boost, which is essentially an aspect that once you use it once, it goes away.
Okay.
Succeeding with Style. I do remember this.
That must be Spin then or something.
I think so.
So it's a little lengthy, Matt, but there we go.
Alright, yeah. I set it up to be kind of big.
Yeah, succeeding with Style is identical to Spin. Beat the opposition by 3 or more shifts.
Okay. I might take one of the default stunts because they're not bad.
Yeah, the default stunts are fine. So the stunts are a little bit less powerful than Spear of the Century. Basically, they're just set up to create you a niche. Something you can do that other people can't.
There.
God damn it. I sometimes wish that Google Docs wasn't as good as it is at, as good at pasting.
Oh yeah, I usually have to open things up. I usually have to open up Notepad, paste things in there, and to sanitize my inputs.
Well, the good news is, you can actually, if you just highlight it, you can do clear formatting. Right-click clear formatting.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which is super handy.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
Oh, nice. I like the deceive stunts a lot. There's what I'm thinking for stunts, James. Let's
see, uncanny accuracy. Is that one of the things in the book?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's me, I think, get free advantage or a free tag. Stack an additional free invoke on an advantage you've created to represent the time you take to aim or line up a shot.
Okay. So what? Basically, when you create an advantage with an aim-based advantage, you can invoke it for free twice.
Cool.
I think that's what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, additional free invoke.
Okay, so...
What did we decide that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I see. Are you cool with just... you seem to be using the ones in the book?
The first one is one I came up with myself, but I just gave flavor text for it. I'll let you decide what it does mechanically.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, the other two are just ones from the book, because they
don't care. So the idea there is he's just really good at convincing people of things?
Especially in circumstances where they're heavily swayed against him, I guess.
Okay, so in particular, he's good at getting out of situations where they are really against him?
Yeah.
So right, what affects your refresh points?
So you start with 3, and you can give up 1 for an extra stunt or 2 for 2 extra stunts at character creation. Later on, you can do some stuff with character advancement and refresh rate.
Gotcha.
Sweet. I think I'm done, man.
Stunts.
What was that? What was his sword name? It was Calibolt?
Rampa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a name for his shield, and I'm going to call the stunt where he can use it for against shoot attacks. The stunt will be called Aegis High, because I love Aces High.
Oh, God.
So I guess I'm going to make my science stunt medicine.
Yeah, you can do that. Basically, it will allow you to use medicine at no penalty.
All right.
Wasteland Doctor, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Sam?
Yeah?
Prophetic Voice will give you +2 to report rolls +2 report rolls when in a hostile situation, and you can in some way call upon, you know, your preaching experience. Like, there's something reminiscent in the way you speak of your preaching experience.
Sorry, say it again, +2 to report rules when you're in
a hostile situation, not necessarily combative, but when people are very much against you, and you are in some way using your preaching knowledge. I'll be pretty lenient on that.
Sure. Sweet.
Just let me know when you're using it.
You see what the stealth stunts are?
Yep, and you can make your own, by the way.
Yeah.
But the ones in here aren't bad. I think one of the big stealth ones is backstab. You can use stealth as an attack against unaware enemies.
No, the ones they have listed, let's see.
Well, that's one of the ones in the creating example.
Okay, because the 3 they have listed are Face in the Crowd, Ninja Vanish, and Slippery Target.
Right.
I think I'm gonna go with Slippery Target.
Okay. Yeah, if there's something you really want to be able to do, but it's not in there, we can talk.
Sure.
Oh. James.
Yo.
I'm gonna take. There's one of those shoot stunts in the book that I really like.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw. It basically entails that you can use a shoot instead of notice for the purposes of initiative, wherein quick drawing would be helpful.
Yeah. I would say that generally speaking, when you're using that, if you use that, you should be shooting on your first action.
I mean, yeah, like.
But yeah, that's fine.
Here's an idea too.
Uh-huh.
It's an idea for a stunt. What about a stunt that lets you use shooting to deal composure damage? As, like, shoot your hat off, make him dance, etc. Because that's Western as fuck.
Let's see. Let me just take a quick look through the stunt creation section.
But if this character isn't the most Western, then I'm doing it wrong. there aren't enough famous named shields that I can make puns about.
Was Hercules' mirrored shield named?
I don't think so. There's Aegis, which is Zeus's shield.
Aeneas.
I don't think his had a, like, the only ones I'm finding are Mars's shield, supposedly King Arthur's shield, but, like, there's so few references to that, but it might be, Priwen. And then Svalin, which is, the shield which keeps the earth from burning up from the sun.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of shield of blank.
Yeah, I thought Aeneas, I thought there was a shield, a name for his shield, since it depicted the entire history, or the entire future of Rome.
Yeah, Nate, call it whatever you like, but that seems like a fine skill to have. I will say, though, most of the time, if you do not immediately take them out with that role, it will start a conflict no matter what.
Okay, that's fine. It's just, see, the thing I thought of was that would be a way of, like, scaring someone off mid-battle, too.
Yeah.
Like, just dealing enough composure damage by, like, shooting their gun out of their hand, shooting their hat off their head, etc. It just causes them to flee.
I mean, you can maybe just use shooting in place of vote for menace attacks when doing that sort of thing.
So basically, it would be shooting opposed by the target's choice of athletics or will. Athletics to not get hit by the shot, will to not be scared by it.
So I have a couple ideas for stunts then, I think, now. Let's see.
Oh, got a decent title screen.
What?
For the campaign.
James, I also hope that that you will intro this with a follow-up.
There's going to be a Ron Perlman monologue.
All right, awesome.
I have one half written.
Awesome. I'm glad. I would ask no less.
So I'm trying to come up with a actually, I need to read more on the contacts, what contacts can do normally. It just does. Oh yeah, you can just find. You can just. It mostly just does advantages.
Yeah, it either helps you already know a guy or helps you find a guy.
Because I was thinking about doing having a contacts-based stunt, which is my existing, which is the existing relationship that Chris has with the follower caravan that he's a part of.
Yeah, sure. I can give you a +2 to contact checks when dealing with follower specialty resources and such.
Okay.
When you specifically need a follower of the apocalypse, you'll get a +2 on contacts.
All right.
And again, call these whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right. How about this for a stunt?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So how does healing in this game work in general? Like, do you, like, because generally after a scene's over, you heal your stress, but consequences stay, right?
Right. So let me look it up in particular, what they have to say.
Because the idea I had is that she is getting something along the lines that gives her a bonus to repairing, and keeping an idea with the robot savior, something that gives her a bonus specifically for repairing robots, as opposed to other non-thinking and moving machinery.
Well, and that'd be under the craft section, yeah?
Yes, a craft stunt.
So you just want to be better at fixing things? Fixing robots? I can just give you a stunt that's +2 to fixing robots in particular.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of what would be better, either that or take the better than new thing that lets her add when she fixes something, give it a temporary positive act. Like, give it a positive aspect for the remainder of the scene.
Either would be good and carve you out a special niche.
I'm trying to think up a stunt related to, like, because I can think of a title, the title Urban Legend.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of something that would imply stunt-wise.
Well, what are you thinking it would do? Like, just a name?
Whatever it would do would be applied to the name, because it would basically be something related to...
Something about your reputation preceding you?
Yeah, basically something about there usually being some word of her being in the area, or people hearing about her, her reputation, like, just being kind of...
Yeah, I just put my deeds precede me. I couldn't think of a good one. Except for maybe like Bard sing of my tales or something, but that seemed a little bit too much. But yeah, I mean, it could just be as simple as my reputation precedes me.
Okay.
Although I think like Lady in Black could work for that too, all things considered.
Yeah, well, I was gonna title it Urban Legend, with the idea that people have heard random stories about the Woman in Black.
Yeah, Urban Legend seems like it'd be fine.
I'm just wondering, like, what it would do mechanically.
It could be invoked to, like, get a bonus on people who may have heard about your skills. It could be compelled if people have heard bad things about you.
I think this is a stunt, not an aspect.
This is a stunt, not an aspect.
Oh, a stunt.
I have an aspect already related to that.
You could spend a fate point, maybe something like spend a fate point to have a newly introduced NPC already be favorable towards you, or conversely, the GM can offer you a fate point to have a newly introduced NPC be unfavorable towards you.
Usually the stunts don't deal much with the fate point economy.
Oh, are we trying to keep it out? Because I remember in Spirit of the Century that there were several stunts that you used fate points to activate specifically.
You can do stuff that costs a fate point, but there's few that, like, give you a fate point.
How about once per adventure, I can establish an NPC that is favorable to me? Or alternatively, spend a fate point to do so.
Let me look at your skills.
Okay.
Let me see what you're best at.
I think I'm pretty much done, except I need a name for his shield at some point.
Sure.
And I need to decide if I want to stick with Caleb Bolt or make some kind of pun on a Rondite, which is technically Lancelot's sword.
So for Urban Legends, do you want to tend to make people scared of you what do you want to use it for?
So that's the problem as I'm coming to, is I want something, like, I'm trying to think of, like, some kind of stunt related to having a reputation, but I don't know what to use it for. Like, I don't know what I want it for. I just have an idea for that, and that sounds cool.
Do you have contacts as a skill?
Yes, I do.
I
have it at plus two.
Maybe a stunt that says you get a bonus to contacting in areas where your name is known?
Could do that.
Or in places you've aided before, or something along those lines.
So, do you want this to be mostly used out of combat or in combat? Because I have an idea for in combat.
Okay, we'll be in combat.
There's a stunt under Provoke called Armor of Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I would use it for a report or contacts instead. Basically, you may use that to defend against fight attacks until the first time you are dealt stress in a combat, because your legend precedes you.
Huh. So basically just like...
Like you could use report as your defense roll against fight attacks until someone hit you.
Okay, that's pretty cool, I like that. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Actually, I thought of a more interesting idea for a craft stunt, if you're willing. And I don't know, you can, I'll leave it up to you whether this is even a thing that'd be useful or not. A stunt that says she suffers no penalty for trying to repair a mechanical thing she's unfamiliar with. She kind of intuitively can figure out how things work.
Yeah, I like it. Sounds good.
And then, what was the other one I had in mind?
Josh, a stunt you might consider at some points, being able to be healed with repair with crafts instead of lore, or crafts instead of science.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
That would make me really good at repairing you.
I might do that instead of heavy hitter then.
Up to you.
Would I just call it like intuitive design or something? Or like Smith
Man friendly? Of Steel.
Is a robot. Robert Kopp.
Well, I didn't realize that that would be like, I thought that'd just be.
That would just be the default.
Like,
was that
implied narratively. Because I can't, like, I can't be healed by medicine, period.
I think the idea is in this particular setting, it's easier to find someone who knows tech than it is to find a doctor.
Yeah.
So it's actually an advantage to be able to heal with crafts as opposed
that,
to science.
I don't know if that makes any sense. Because, like.
So I suppose you could argue that
doctors are super, like, exist all over the place forever throughout history because you need them, even if they're not super great at their job. Like, you have healers,
I suppose.
They do exist, but they're somewhat more, scarce than mechanics. And basically, rules as written, I will let someone use a science check to heal you. Basically, they're using the programming aspect of the science instead of, the doctor part of it.
Okay.
Maybe
well, then maybe I'll get actually Indomitable, because I already have +3 will.
What's that do? Oh,
that so, was... Indomitable's +2 to defend against provoke attacks specifically related to intimidation and fear.
Oh, nice.
But, like, I'm already at +3, so it's not, like, super important. Like, yeah. And I can always, like, tap Valorous Knight Error, because he's Valorous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... yeah, so should I call it Intuitive Design, Smith-friendly, like...
Anything you like.
What should I call it?
Look for the union label. I don't know. Something else, maybe.
Crafted with care.
I already said Man of Steel.
Man, I do. The Iron Knight.
TLC, Tender Loving Caulking.
God damn it.
Oh, how's this for an idea, James? Something along the lines of, like, unusual reactions that gives her, that either gives her a bonus to resisting attempts to provoke a reaction out of her, or causes people who provoke a reaction out of her to maybe accidentally not get the reaction they want, because she's so out there.
To some degree or another, so what exactly are you trying to do with it?
Basically, something like a mechanic to represent her sort of unusual upbringing, or her unusual upbringing, in that while it's difficult for her to understand people, it's almost as difficult for people to understand her because of her unusual behavior, and therefore it's difficult to get like reactions from her using the same tactics you would use on other people.
Hmm.
It's like she may not be intimidated by the same things, she may not be like. Tempted by the same things, that kind of thing. But if
honestly,
you think that's a bit too obtuse, that's fine.
Honestly, you could probably just rename the Indomitable thing that Josh was looking at.
Really? I just took that too.
We'll see.
It's not otherwise. It wouldn't be too surprising for a couple people to take Indomitable. It's a very salient thing to this system.
Yeah. I just figured that if anyone was going to have anything like that, it was going to be someone that had been wandering the wastes for the last 10 years. Like...
Or a robot, or someone who thinks they're a robot.
Or a robot, or someone who thinks they're a robot. Like, these characters are going to be indomitable.
That's probably why you guys have survived this long.
Okay. I'm done then. I will probably grab Indomitable next, because I'd rather have Intuitive Design for now.
Okay.
Although, honestly, it probably makes sense to grab Heavy Hitter later. But Heavy Hitter seems like it will... it's more likely to be useful.
Let me look up when you get stumps.
Alright.
Oh, wait! I'll just drop a refresh. And get Indomitable, too.
Alright. Go ahead, head out, Sam.
Yeah, I noticed
so it was Sam.
Nearly 2 in the morning, and I gotta go to bed.
Okay.
Alright, yeah.
Good night,
man. Good night.
Good night,
guys.
Bye. I'll miss you.
He's gone.
One thing I've gotta remember to do is to pepper her off. One thing I'm gonna have to remember to do is to have my character pepper, like, she'll refer to things in robot terms. She'll tend to refer to things in robot terms. So, like, she'll say she's going to go power down for the night instead of go to sleep.
Yes.
Also, I mentioned to Ross that I considered the I pitched to you the idea of using the base raiders rules for the settlement, and he sent me an alternate set of rules for base creation.
Okay, so you can get a new refresh rate, which you can immediately turn in for a stunt at a significant milestone, which is basically like the end of a story arc. At any time, you can change, at any minor milestone, you can change a single stunt for another stunt, or spend another one of your refresh for a new stunt. Can't go below one refresh.
When do you get skill points?
You can get an additional skill point at significant milestones, which is, around every two or three sessions.
Right, okay.
But only at a, major milestone, like the end of a scenario, can you increase a skill beyond the skill cap.
Right, which is four.
Four at the moment.
Okay, so you get to push something up at some point, but...
Yes.
But you don't get, yeah, it takes until, it takes significant work to actually be able to get something to plus five then.
And is it, does it go at the end of a session, you can switch a skill around still?
At the end of minor milestones, which should be every one or two sessions.
Oh, for the pushing it up thing, does it still have the rules that you can't have, like, that you cannot have a higher tier that has more than a lower tier?
Cannot, no. That is true.
Yeah. If it gets to the point where it's just, like, you're really close and, like, we only need one more increase in skills before you would have been able to do it, I'll let you do it as long as you spend the next, skill points as necessary to reconcile it.
Okay. I mean, that's fine by me, but it means effectively, you know, we have to start out with a new plus one, and then we get a bump a plus one up to a plus two, yeah. And so on and so forth. Yeah, that works. That means that I can actually then, I like that, because that means I can actually start picking up social things eventually as she starts to be able to people.
Just or, yes. Suddenly get rapport and only increase that until it's your highest skill.
I could.
How did this happen? I am unchanged besides this.
Or it'd be like empathy. Suddenly she's just really good at reading people. Conversely, I'll consider eventually having her take the stunt, one of the suggested investigate stunts in the book that says you can use investigate in place of empathy. To get a read on people, or to tell lies, I think, as a defense against deceit, because you look for, like, the signs of the flying instead of just being able to kind of feel out.
I'm considering taking another one. That would be a refresh rate of one. Mm.
So what's your, so refresh rate is three if you only get three stunts?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And starting fate points is equal to refresh?
Yeah. Okay. Every session you go back to there is your base well. Or at least every
even
set.
If you have over?
Well, it's like base well. If you have more, I think you just start with that many.
Okay, just making sure.
It never came up in Spear of the Century, so I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, well, maybe burn through them really fucking fast in that because we're all being over the top and ridiculous.
Alright, I'm gonna try and step out of this call at 2.
Alright, also, James, okay. The English in the... Ross sent some alternate rules for base building. The English in them is a little rough, because I guess the guy who said it is Swiss. But it's apparently more in-depth and maybe a bit more balanced than the standard part in the book.
Hmm.
It's fairly readable. You just get a lot of quirks, like the guy says dices a lot.
So I set up to find a way to overcome this difficulty and came with the following rules.
Oh, I see. Hmm. I don't know. James, do you think having like a refresh rate of one would be indicative of someone that's seen a lot of shit?
Basically, it would.
Like, I mean, just narratively.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or someone who relies more on their skills than luck. Or it could just mean someone who is just sort of unliked by fate.
Okay, I think that would be applicable too. Yeah, I'll go with it. I'll come up with a fist stunt.
Is it possible to do the opposite, to have less stunts but a higher refresh rate?
No.
Ah, okay.
Nate?
Yo.
Can you highlight all of your stunts and right-click on them and say clear formatting?
Why?
He wants to copy them.
I want to get rid of the highlighting.
Oh.
What do you mean? It's highlighted in the color that the webpage was.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't see that.
Let me see it.
It is. It's a very slight difference, but it's definitely a difference.
Huh. It doesn't...
Oh, yeah. There's just a very, very light bit of gray in the background.
Because
the web page is probably like 333 and or it's probably like CCC instead of FFF for the background.
Okay, I see it. Clear formatting. Okay, there we go. Yeah,
you have to rebold the names of the things. That's it.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't even notice that. Like, I'm on a television screen as a monitor.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Certain colors will, if they're light enough, like they'll just kind of blend and look flat.
Yeah, well, it was also a very, very subtle difference of white.
Because red, green, colorblind, so like a lot of colors do that to me. Just not gray and white. But yeah, TV screen will do that. All right, I noticed that.
Oh no, Miller, thanks for pointing it out. I probably would have like wound up at some point like opening this character sheet up on a laptop or something and going, what the fuck is with this shit? Why is this highlighted? Come on! And been all pissy about it, probably. James?
Yeah?
Pitch me a survival stunt.
You don't like the ones that are in the thing already?
There aren't any in the thing.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, I made it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a survival stunt would be applicable here.
Could give you a +2 to foraging for like life-giving supplies if, you know, the situation is that dire.
Okay.
Could let you use survival, could give you field maintenance, may use survival instead of crafts to, fix broken gear.
Okay.
Something about animal handling, I don't know.
Does Vespera have stealth?
She does not, actually.
Maybe something that lets in the right terrain or circumstance use survival in place of stealth to remain hidden.
Yeah, how about survival instead of stealth and, like, when in the wasteland?
Yeah, sure.
Like, not in like, the urban environments.
Like when you're out in the field or in the grass or whatever. Yeah, sure.
On the one hand, I feel like I shouldn't, like, it may be a little too thing if I have just a bunch of crafts-related stunts. On the other hand, that does seem to be appropriate for my character. Because all I can think of is crafts, like something that would let her use crafts in... I'm thinking of either a stunt that lets her use crafts to make attacks if she's using a gadget or, like, tech of some kind. Or use crafts in place of like a social role when dealing with robots.
I do like that crafts instead of report when dealing with robots.
Sure,
that's pretty cool. All right, and I guess we start with fate points equal to our refresh rate.
I'll do that one.
You don't have to do it every time, but I it would be interesting to see sometimes just like instead of. Talking to a robot to increase his disposition to him, you just give him a passcode that overrides some function in their head.
I know how this works. So that might be more science than crafts.
It could go either way.
Sure, or eventually she just knows enough about robots. She's actually, you know, most people like this kit model has an override password. Most people never change it from the default one.
Password one.
It's the password. I love boobs.
I guess he loves boobs.
Luffy started posting quotes from the Base Raiders game.
Who did?
Luffy.
Oh.
I knew that the fucking scene with Sparkles was gonna get a whole bunch of quotes.
God damn it, Sparkles.
Sparkle's eyes roll into the back of his awesome head, and he begins chanting. Oh, don't you mind, he does that every time. Every time he what? Does magic or huffs paint? Well, can't have one without the other, from what I've seen. Oh, the best part of this is I'm quoting this to everybody that was in that game.
is that in the quotes? I'm not so much of a people person. Unicorns are people too, bigot.
It's true.
You're just playing up that aspect.
Unicorns are... What? One second. I gotta... Okay. That was a jest. I'm not much of a people person. Unicorns are people too, bigot.
I love the fucking scene where one of the shark men are just like, why are you saying that? You're not respecting our culture. And Vitus was like, oh.
Oh no. Yeah, he felt bad.
He just hung his head and shoulders a little bit at that point.
You should have been like offered a fate point for that to suffer a social consequence.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna jump out of this call too, and I'm gonna end this recording of character generation.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh god, it's been a recording.
Yes, it's been a recording.
What else is new? Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good
night.